Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, here with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and we're God Chasers Ministry, seeking the face of God like never before. I am in Psalm 119 and 73. I'm going to read this scripture, and then I'll turn it over to Prophet and allow him to speak as the Lord leads. In 73, it reads, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they have dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I may be not ashamed." Blessed be the reading of that word. The Lord just wants me to continue to encourage you and to tell you that He is real. He said to tell His people out there in the world that He is real. And so much that's going on in the spirit, and it's necessary to just give you that friendly reminder that He is real. We must first recognize how real He is and how real His spirit is. Don't allow the enemy to come in and make distractions for you that you start to waver and compromise in your beliefs. Amen. There's so much going on in the spiritual realm. And as we said before, we need the true men and women of the Most High God to take a stand for holiness and righteousness and be in the spirit where you're appointed to be at your appointed time. Amen. Because the unity and the fellowship is in the spirit. But some of you are too busy and you're not in the spirit where you're supposed to be at your appointed times. And so the people who are the true saints of God and the prayer warriors are not able to effectively intercede on your behalf because you're not where you're supposed to be at the appointed time. Amen. We must get in the spirit so we can maintain that unity in the spirit and the proper fellowship as the Lord have ordained us to do. Amen. You know that the enemy comes that he will steal, kill, and destroy, but the Lord desires that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And the true men and women and the saints of God, is now is not the time to take down for the enemy. Now is not the time to give up because of those things that you see and those things that you hear. Yes, you see people who you thought that you started out with. Yes, you saw them fall here and fall there and stumble and stuff like that. But guess what? Blessed be the Most High God. That's what the long suffering is for. That's what the patience is for. That's what the gentleness is for. What given by His precious Holy Spirit. And He wants us to live therein also. So let the Lord continue to reign in your life completely. Don't allow the distractions of the enemy to have what you see distract you and deter you from continuing on the path, on your path of holiness and righteousness, because of what you see other people doing. Oh my gosh, they're doing this. I can't believe they're doing this. I can't believe they said that. And allowing you to get all flustered so that you fail in your belief. Amen. Because then the enemy is effective in his job and you're not effective in the spirit doing your job. Amen. So we want to maintain our effectiveness in the spirit by doing our job and what the Lord has ordained us to do, so that we're effective members of the body and completely unified, so that no one is lacking in the spirit. Amen. And without further ado, we're going to have Prophet come forth with the word.
Amen. We thank Pastor Terry Althorn for that powerful word. And like we always say this all the times, we never speak prior to what we're going to talk about, prior to the we actually do the broadcast. And today is another testimony in regards to we did not do that, but the word of God is going to line up, and that is powerful. We got to just do the will and purpose of Christ. We can't allow other people to affect what we need to do and how we operate in unity in Christ and in unity with the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to turn to 1 John, the first chapter. And I just want to glorify Jesus tonight because he is the author and the finisher of my faith. And I thank Jesus that he saved me and he just brought me to the place where I am right now. And in order for this to occur and this to happen, some things had to occur in my life. And I appreciate the patience that Christ have had with me. I appreciate the patience that my wife, as well as my pastor, have had with me in regards to the place where I'm at right now. And we are going through some things as a Christian and as disciples of Christ. And we just have to know that we are disciples of Christ. And I'm trying to word this in a way that everybody can understand across the board, no matter what faith you are, whether you're Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. We all have to be in unity. As long as we have the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter what faith that you are practicing it. If you have the Holy Spirit, we must know that we're equipped to do the will and purpose of Christ. We must know what Christ have already did for us and know that your foundation is solid in Christ. But we're going to turn to 1 John, the first chapter, and we're going to read the first verse, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which with the Father and was manifest to us. So we know the fellowship has been made possible. So no matter where you're at right now and where you stand at, we have the fellowship, because the fellowship and the foundation from the beginning has been made. Let's go down to the third and the fourth verse. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. And we know that we have the fellowship with the Father and the Son, because we don't want the enemy to deceive us to think that the unity is not there, because this is what he's doing around the church world. He's trying to put a strong illusion to the people, men and women of Christ, that the foundation that was set from the beginning, that some kind of way that is crumbled, or the foundation is not solid, or it's just not the way that it was. But the foundation from the beginning and the fellowship from the beginning is there. It's there. So keep that, be mindful of this as we go forth and go forth in the scripture and go forth in your life, that the foundation and the fellowship is there. The Father and the Son is there. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, the third verse it said, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. You must be full of joy, because the joy of the Lord is what? Is your strength. And you must know that this, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this foundation is set right. This is what Christ has done. And through the Holy Spirit, all things are possible. Let's go down to the fifth verse and the sixth and the seventh verse. And this is going to be the heart of what we're speaking about tonight. This is a message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is a light and him is no darkness at all. So let's get this straight. You have Christ in you. You are light. There is supposed to be no darkness in you. If you're dwelling in darkness, you're not dwelling with Christ. You must be in the light. Knowing that the fellowship and the Christ has been set from the beginning, you must always know that you are the light. You are the light. You are the light of this world. No matter what the enemy tried to tell you, anything different, no, you are the light. You have no darkness in you if you have received the Holy Spirit and you allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. So keep this in mind. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Now, we know if we have the Holy Spirit, we don't practice lying. We practice the truth. So don't let the enemy deceive you to think that you are walking in darkness when you're walking in the light. Let's go down a little farther. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. And this is what I'm going to focus on, the seventh verse. Because the enemy is really trying to come to kill, steal, and destroy, and make the men and women of God think that your sins have not been forgiven. That your fellowship with him from the beginning is not set. He's bringing up familiar spirits. He's bringing up stuff from the past. He's really hammering anything that you do as a judgmental type way. Oh, you did this, you did that, you did this, you did this. Now you have fell from grace. No, this is not the case. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And your sins are forgiven daily. Daily. No one's perfect. Let's read down a little farther. Let's read the 7th verse again. But if we walk in the light as he is in light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. All sins of cleanse daily. This is a daily walk. We ask the Lord for forgiveness for our thoughts, for our words, for our deeds daily. Don't let the enemy deter you to think that your sins are not forgiven and you're not operating in the Holy Spirit and you're not using the gift and talents that the Lord has given you to do the work. And Pastor talked about it at the beginning. We must do the work. We must know by us being disciples of Christ that the Lord has commanded us to do the work, and we must realize that there is no wall. There is no separation. Christ is there. Let's go down to the 8th verse and the 9th and the 10th verse. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Any man or woman of God, or any man or woman saying that they don't have a sin, I don't care if you're a woman or a man or woman of God, anybody out there is saying that they have no sin is lying. They're lying to themselves, and the enemy has deceived them. We are a sin nature. We've been a sin nature from the beginning, from Adam and Eve. We've been a sin nature. This is why they recognize their nakedness and they went to go get clothes on. We have been that sin nature since then. Christ knows this. This is why he came and he died and he resurrected us and he died for our sins. That's why the shedding of the blood was there for our sins. So we know that we are a sin nature, but we still walk in the light. Okay, let's read the 8th verse again. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this is the thing that separates us from the ones that have not confessed Christ as their personal Savior and received the Holy Spirit, and the ones that have, which we are, and the ones I'm speaking about, because I want us to do the will and purpose of Christ. I want us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Christ is with us, and we command the day through Christ. We command it. We command the sickness to leave the bodies. We command deliverance to come to people by the Spirit of God. We command the miracles, signs, and wonders. We command the day, but the only way to do that is to knowing who you are in Christ and knowing that your sound, there is this Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's all one. The fellowship was there from the beginning. The Lord has set the foundation from the beginning, and there is no wavering. There's no wavering from this. This is what we must do. We must know who we are. We must know when we slip, when we fall. We have what? Advocate with Christ Jesus. He is there to forgive us, wash off us all our sins. And we're going to slip. We're going to fall. We're not perfect. But we're not of a sin nature. We're walking in what? We're walking in the light. We are the light. Don't let the enemy try to get in your head that you have darkness because you have did something. I don't care what you thought you did. Christ has forgiven us of all our sins. And if you don't think it right now, ask the Lord for forgiveness of your sins right now before this broadcast is over. And Jesus will rain his anointed upon you. He will rain his gifts upon you. And you will do the will and purpose of Christ. Enemy comes to try to kill and steal and destroy in our lives. That way, the work is not being done. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done. Like Pastor said, the work must be done. We must not give up. We must not pack it in. But we must continue to focus on the mission at hand. Compelling men and women to come to Christ. And going to the edges and highways and doing this. Working miracles, signs, and wonders. The same way people were healed back in the days of old. Miracles, signs, and wonders, healings, the same way. Demonic forces leaving. They must flee in the name of Jesus. Presence of the enemy in people's life. The addictions that in people's life. You can pray and that addiction leave by the name of Jesus. It doesn't have to be the way that is right now. Jesus has came and paved the path for us. That way we can walk in the light. Let's go down to the 10th verse. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And the word is not in us. So let's just get this clear. For the ones out there say, I'm perfect, I don't sin, that is a lie. The truth is not in you. Jesus came, and this is why the reason Jesus came and paid the path and paid the price for us, that way we can have a right to the tree of life. You can go forth to do the will and purpose of Christ, but you must remember what's being spoken to you tonight about. All these things, it's going to come back to your remembrance. But you must realize who you are in Christ and know that being a disciple of Christ means that you are in the light, you're not in darkness, and you have not done anything wrong to cause yourself to be far off from the grace, that you're not able to do the will and purpose of Christ. Thank you all for listening. My time is over. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God. Like never before, we encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.